Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. Let me guess. You're stuck in a dead-end job you can't stand, and you're looking for an easy way to make money. Why, maybe you should become an auctioneer. You've been to a lot of auctions, and all they do is get paid for talking fast, and you think you can do that. So maybe you'll just have to give it a try. But where do you start? There are many good auction schools scattered around the United States, and they offer anywhere from a 3 or 4 day to 11 days or more in study. You need to decide first if you want to just learn to chant, or do you want to become a full-fledged auctioneer? Because the chant is just a small percentage of what auctioneering is all about. So what's it really like going to auction school? Well, today I'm going to take you through a typical auction school experience. If you're ready, here we go. Travel day. Because the school you picked out is more than a few hundred miles away, you board a plane and head out. School starts the next day, and you've got to get there and get settled into your motel. You finally arrive at your destination after too much time in a cramped airplane seat, and you get to your motel where the school is and check in. Of course, you call home to tell your wife you got there okay, and when you hear her voice, you're already homesick. Day one of school. Check-in is at 8 a.m. after a quick breakfast. You wish they'd let you cook your own. Man, there's a bunch of people here. You've heard that there's over 100 students here. What about the individual instruction? That must come later. You check in and immediately go to a large room with everyone else. The first thing you're told is that you'll have the opportunity to choose your classes based on your interest. If all you want to sell is real estate, then there's a class for that. Well, that sounds good. But before the technical classes begin, you're going to break into chanting groups and get to work. So everyone is broken down into groups of about 8 or 10, and you all proceed to rooms to begin to chant. Your first chanting instructor is a longtime auctioneer, and they are very helpful in the basic chant. So they go over the chant basics with everyone in your group. And you work on $1 bid now $2. Would you give $2? $2 bid now $3. Would you give $3? Then the instructor starts with each person one at a time selling a chair or something. And you find yourself selling that same chair over and over, while all the while getting critiqued from the instructor. It seems like every chant group has at least one person who's been auctioneering for 10 or 20 years and has a chant you'd kill for. The only reason they are there is because of their state's licensing law that states that everyone has got to attend official training before getting their license. After about 2 hours of this, your group breaks up and you go to a technical class of your choosing till noon. At 1 o'clock, it's back to your chant group for another 2 hours and then another technical class until supper. After supper, you sit with others by the pool or somewhere and go over what you have learned. And from all over the motel, you hear individuals practicing their own chant. Before you collapse into bed, you call home and explain to your wife how you forgot how to count because you really know that 4 comes after 3 and not the other way around. You lay there in bed, going over everything you've tried to absorb the first day, and wonder if you can really do this. Finally, you drift off to sleep. Day 2 of school. You meet at 7:30 in the morning in the big hall for a warm-up session. An old-time auctioneer teaches you about warming up, and you get a handout full of tongue twisters. This is funny, but they will actually limber up your lips and your tongue. So here you are with all the others spouting out Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers, Round the Rough and Ragged Rock of the Ragged Rascal Ran, Theophilus Thistle, the famous Thistle Sifter, Betty Botter Buying Butter, and many more. If anyone walked in, it would sound like some sort of mind control cult. After warming up every morning at 7:30, you go to your chant groups from 8 till your 10 o'clock class, and then chant at 1, class at 3, and so forth. This will be your basic schedule for the next 7 or 8 days. In the instructional classes, you try and absorb all the technical legalities of contracts, advertising, and the many, many facets of the industry that you never knew existed. About the fourth day, you hear that the next few nights there are some auction houses nearby that have agreed to let students come by and take turns crying their sale. Great! Then you find out that nearby is 75 or 80 miles away. Darn, you should have driven. But you beg a ride every night with someone you've made friends with at the school. Now these sales start at 6:30 or 7 at night and go until 10 or after. And then there's a 75 or 80 mile drive back to the motel. At these sales, you do start to learn the intricacies of being a bid spotter for your fellow students while they are selling. You drag in at midnight or after and try and sleep, but your adrenaline is still pumping from getting to really stand up there with a mic and sell things to real buyers for real money. You might just become an auctioneer after all. Every morning you drag yourself out of bed after maybe 6 hours sleep, and you're back at it with your mind still reeling from the previous day's activities. Your drill instructors didn't drive you this hard at boot camp, and you paid for this. In between everything else that's going on, there are people coming to the school from companies, selling PA equipment, office supplies especially for auctioneers, computer programs for clerking, sign-making equipment, and other advertising specialties, as well as a representative from the National Auctioneers Association. How can anyone ever absorb all these details that are involved in this business? You thought it would be easy, but you found out that you really need to be an expert in advertising, promoting, lotting contracts, researching the value of items to sell, cold calling, office organization, computers, the internet, building websites, photography, video production, and more, as well as having expert people skills, honesty beyond reproach, and know everything you can about body language and have the ability to read not only buyers, but sellers. You also need to know everything there is to know about anything that has ever been built since man invented fire and first lived outside of a cave. It's an impossible task. You never dreamed it was anywhere near this complicated. The last day of school, you find out that there's a written and an oral exam in order to get your certificate. Panic sets in. What if you don't graduate after all you've been through? Oh well, all you really want at this point is to get home, kiss your wife, and sleep for about a week. The written exam takes you about 3 hours to get through, and you are worried because there were people finished an hour before you. Now, how do you get ready for the oral exam this afternoon? Everyone files into the large hall for the oral exam. 100+ hearts are nervously pounding in anticipation. They announce that the exam will consist of each person coming up to the front and introducing an auction, selling something fictitious, and then closing the auction, remembering to include all the legal points required in the intro and the finish. Everyone there wants to go first and get it over with. And you're told that you will go in order. Guess what? You're 105th in line. That gives you more time for your nerves to exercise. Finally, your turn comes, and you get to the microphone. All you can see is 100+ students staring at you and listening for your every mistake. You think to yourself they may kill you, but they can't eat you. Somehow you get through it and get your diploma. You did it. Now you're a real auctioneer. They told us at school that only 3% of the class would still be involved in the auction business after only 2 years. But you know you're going to make it. You've got big plans. An auction school taught you everything you need to be a success. Right. Auction schools are a great place to start. But they can't teach you everything you need to be a success in this business. There just isn't enough time. I have known people that graduate from four-year colleges as a business major and come out thinking that all clients are the same. So how can a week and a half of auction school teach you everything you need to know to succeed and deal with all the different clients and their personalities? They didn't teach you how to market yourselves effectively, find merchandise to sell, and the many other variables that pop up daily in this business. Anyway, you still graduated and you're ready to hit the ground running. Traveling home. You say goodbye to the many friends you've made and get on the plane and head for home and family. Once you've settled in at home in your easy chair, because you're totally exhausted from the trip, your wife says, "Okay, let me hear you sell something." She forgets that each person's chant takes a long time to develop, and the chant is only 10% or so of what it takes to really be an auctioneer. Well, now you've graduated. You're home and you're ready to go. What's next? You find yourself all alone. No one's there giving you the quick answers like at school. You have to make your own decisions. This isn't easy. You start pouring back through the mounds of notes you took at school, looking for step one, and you can't find it. Where's step one? What do I do? Auctioneering is a great profession. It's also a business that takes continuous work, 7 days a week. And once you find that first auction to do, that's just the start. The decisions you make about how to advertise, sell, and other things affect the total outcome of the sale and many people's lives. When you're doing an estate sale for the retiring farmer, in just a few hours, you're going to sell his life. Think about the responsibility of selling someone's total life while you're preparing the ads for that person's auction. When you do get an auction, it's great, but as soon as it's over, you're out of work again. As I always say, when auctioneers are selling, we are talking ourselves right out of business. Thank you. And now for today's mailbox. In keeping with today's show, I'm often approached by someone just out of auction school about employment. This can be a hard business to break into if you don't have family or friends with an auction company. Often the person wants a job clerking just because they can't get their chant down smooth or they're too nervous to sell. Personally, I have a core crew and we have worked together for so many years that we joke that we know what each other is thinking. New auctioneers often approach small groups to do a benefit for free just to get mic time and experience. Some new auctioneers immediately start their own company. As a new auctioneer, it's good to talk with as many auctioneers in your area. Down the road, there may be a day when someone is sick or they just need more help for a large sale. Don't blame a local auctioneer for not hiring you to replace someone that they have done hundreds and hundreds of sales with. Some new auctioneers will travel great distances for their first work and even do it for free just to get a start. Don't blame a local auctioneer if they snub you and don't want to hire you to give you the experience and notoriety so you can go on to become their main competition. Like any new business venture, don't give up. It took Edison over 10,000 tries before he built a light bulb that actually worked. Keep those emails coming in and tune in again next time to Auction Talk.
2,000 on the bid, now 3, 3,000, now 4, 35, now 4, 4,000, now 5, I need 5,000, I got 5,000 back here, now 6, 5,000 on the bid, now 6, 55, now 6,000, 6,000 over here, now 6,
we thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at hartg@centurytel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to hartg.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.
$1,000.